All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is the Grim Rant Show. Dead Penetration's not here yet, but he'll be here shortly, and it might be the last show we do with him, but of course he'll be doing other things on the channel, so look forward to that. Okay, so let me go ahead and thank the sponsor, Spinning Robot Pussy. That's spinningrobotpussy.com. Go ahead and get one as soon as you can. It's January. It means February's right around the corner. You need to go ahead and get one for your waifu today. Don't forget about the waifu goo and the follow me eyes. All right. So let's go ahead and get started because I do have some articles in 2024. Shit has gone down as it usually does. And we've got a lot to talk about. So, let me go ahead and get started here. In my news channel. Okay, so let's start out with what everybody wanted to know, right? New York Post, I'm a pooping expert. Here's why men take so much longer to go than women. I mean, didn't you always want to know this? Going number two is a man's number one priority. I'll have to say so. For many males, the trip to the bathroom is anything but an expedited endeavor. The length of time men commonly need to do their duty has confounded the fairer sex for generations, most likely since toilets behind closed doors were invented. In recent years, the concept has even become a running meme on social media platforms like Instagram and, of course, TikTok, as they have nothing better to do. Laugh it up all you like, ladies. Experts say a guy's predisposition towards prolonged potty time could help explain why men typically have better gut health than women. I think anyone who knows a man knows it's true that men do spend longer in the toilet or on the toilet than women do, but in reality they're much less likely to have bowel issues and chronic constipation than women are, gastroenterologist Kyle Staller told Yahoo Life. Gastropsychologist Madison Simons, very simple name there, of the Cleveland Clinic told the outlet that the explanation could be biological. For starters, the body needs to be relaxed in order to get things moving, so to speak. Men, it turns out, have a tendency to feel more relaxed while on the john than a woman would, Simons explained. That's because they have a binary switch to abruptly hop between fight or flight instincts, noted as both the sympathetic state, tense, and at ease, parasympathetic one, relaxed. For digestion to occur properly, a body must be in the second state. Making the switch encourages what Simons calls a rest and digest function. With the body in relaxation mode and the day-to-day for most adults, relatively stressful, is it any wonder that they're in no rush to get up and leave? Men, Simon said, could just be enjoying spending time in that relaxation state before they go back into their life again. You're not going to be asked to make food for the kids, or to solve a problem at work if you're sitting in the bathroom, she said. Prior research has also found that men are commonly more likely to read on the toilet. I'm putting my hand up for that. I've read a lot of comics on the toilet. Not ones we do on the show, obviously. Keeping them occupied for longer than the average 5 minutes most people need to conduct their business, according to the Cleveland Clinic. Another Oxford University study found that dudes typically scroll on their phones more than women when inside the Chamber of Secrets. That's true, too. So there we go. Let's see here. So, yeah, there you have it. That's why it takes men so much longer to poop. Okay, now we've got something from Niche Gamer, but it's not about gaming. That happens sometimes. UK man banned from owning livestock for 10 years after having intercourse with cow. A man in the United Kingdom was banned for owning livestock He was banned from owning the livestock for 10 years after the authorities learned he was having intercourse with a cow. 25-year-old Liam Brown was found with his pants down having intercourse with a cow at a farm in Burton, Dorset. When caught, Liam tried to escape from the cow's furious owners by leaping, it wasn't even his fucking cow, into a different area of the farm where he was then trampled by other cows. Afterwards, he was on the ground yelling that he was sorry and that he fucked up, and was later charged with sexual penetration with a living animal and causing unnecessary suffering to a protected animal. The culprit's shenanigans were captured via security cameras that the farm owners put up after they had found random clothing and gloves, believing the cows were being interfered with. The farm owners were of the notion that the health of their cows were declining as well. Brown was seen on the cameras chasing a calf around with a belt in hand, and when he was asked about this, he had explained that he finished and untied the calf. DNA samples served as proof that Brown disturbed the cow on a sexual level, and Brown's court representative stated he was remorseful and was devastated by the pain he caused, though an explanation was not provided as to why he did this. The judge presiding over the case, Keith Cutler, had the following to say. This is a very alarming, bizarre, and worrying case. A man of your age getting involved in this behavior. I'm sure you look back on it with shame and embarrassment. As you should, sir. As you fucking should. Your actions did cause unnecessary suffering to this animal. I hope that nothing like this will ever happen again. On top of the ban, Brown was handed a 36-month community order and must also perform 15 hours of work that would give him no pay. He was also demanded to pay 600 euros as compensation. Well, he'll think twice about that. Dear Jane, my wife lost her leg in a horrific car crash and it destroyed our sex life. Now I want to divorce her so I can move on. Oof. A few years ago, my wife was in a terrible car accident that left her with horrible injuries and ultimately led to her leg being amputated. In the months and years after the accident, she worked so hard on her recovery. She got a prosthetic leg and did physical therapy. Needless to say, it's been rough few years for all of us, especially for her, but she's been pretty positive about her future and her new normal, as she calls it. But while all that has been going on, her relationship has completely changed. I went from concerned husband to full-time carer, and now it almost feels like we're just roommates. She's still struggling to sleep, so she has her own room downstairs while I'm in what was our bedroom upstairs. I work in an office every day, and by the time I get home, she's usually so exhausted that she goes to bed an hour or so after I walk in the door. We haven't had sex since the accident happened 3 years ago, and I can't even remember the last time we kissed properly. I haven't even had the chance to think about what it would be like having sex with her since her surgery because she doesn't seem to have any interest in that anymore. It feels like any passion in our relationship died out the moment she got in the accident. Saying I love you just feels like part of the routine now rather than being filled with any meaning. I love my wife, but I can't help but think we'd both be happier if we just ended this marriage. There's no bitterness or anything on my part, but I also don't want to spend the rest of my life tied up in a platonic relationship that has no fire or excitement. I know it's going to make me sound like an asshole and I'm abandoning her, but honestly, I think she'd be happier if I walked away. Would I be the worst person in the world if I divorced her from lusting for lust? I don't think you sound like an asshole because you want to leave a marriage that feels as if it's loveless, but I do think you sound like a bit of an asshole by even thinking about this unilaterally without bringing it up with your wife. You would only be the worst person in the world if you divorced her and hadn't sat down, preferably with a therapist or counselor, and had some meaningful conversations about your marriage and what you both want. The accident is relevant only in that it put an enormous stress on your relationship, but there could have been any number of stressors that led to you feeling this way. What's wrong here is how much you're projecting your feelings onto your wife, assuming she must feel the same way, when I imagine most of her energy is going into healing and dealing with her new life. That said, I know a couple of women who have lost limbs in accidents have gone on to live amazing lives. They've shown extraordinary resilience, strength, and grace under difficult circumstances and have not let the loss throw them into a permanent state of misery. So again, I wonder how much you might be projecting your own guilt onto the situation in order to somehow mitigate your reasons for leaving. I have no idea if you have anything to be guilty about, although most men will not leave their wives, however unhappy they may be, unless they're already involved emotionally or otherwise with someone else. I can also tell you that marriage, like life, is cyclical. I have watched couples in marriages on the brink of divorce do the hard work, start communicating, get help, find that some years on they are happier than they ever dreamed they could be. Grass is not greener on the other side, it's greener where you water it, and watering requires commitment, communication, and time. Committing to figuring out your future with your wife as equal partner seems to be the least, very least thing you can do. I don't know about all that. Now, this is an interesting situation. New York Post. Bachelor sues dozens of women for $75 million after they claim he is a very clingy serial ghoster on Facebook. Are we dating the same guy page? Love don't cost a thing unless he wins. A Chicago man is suing dozens of women for $75 million after they posted negative reviews on the Are We Dating the Same Guy Facebook page, describing him as very clingy and a ghoster. Nico D'Ambrosio, 32, claims his reputation was sullied after his name and photo were shared in the Facebook group Chicago Edition late last year, sparking a slew of defamatory comments about him, according to the complaint filed earlier this week. The private Facebook group, which originated in the Big Apple, is part of a wider network of pages where women regularly share information about negative dating encounters they've had in respective cities and ask for advice about red flags. It sounds like that pink pill shit to me, doesn't it? That female dating strategy stuff? D'Ambrosio said he first met the woman who made the original post at an event in Chicago last year, and they had consensual sex that same night, the filing says. The pair then went on a handful of unremarkable dates, according to D'Ambrosio, but they never engaged in an exclusive dating relationship. And of course, he's a very attractive man, and of course they're going to shame him. He's attractive. I mean, and you gotta look at his picture. Not only is he attractive, I mean, like, he's, you know, he's got that jawline, and he's got the, like, he's got this thing, like, I go around the world. He's like a pair of sunglasses, and he's got, like, a bag strapped to him. Like, he's like, look at me, I travel the world. I'm an exotic, good-looking man. You know, I mean, when you look up the definition of, like, a Hollywood, what women look for in a man, like, even back in the fucking 90s, this guy's pretty much it. So that's why I said he's a very attractive-looking fellow. He's something that a lot of women would, if you say, hey, if this man walked up to you, what would you say? Oh, can I get your number? Oh, you're looking really nice. Like, I don't know, I'd be afraid to approach him. Like, seriously, that's the kind of guy we're talking about here. This is not some fat, you know, and I'm not even saying anything bad about fat guys. There's women like fat guys too, but I'm just saying, he's the man that a lot of dudes, like the incel type guys, you know, that, oh, I don't look good enough. They want to look like this guy. That's pretty much what they want to look like. So that just gives you kind of a description of the man we're talking about here. He alleges that the women later took to the Facebook group to spread the lies about him, including that he got very clingy very fast, flaunted his money, and kept talking about how I don't want to see his bad side, especially when he was on business calls. D'Ambrosio alleges that the women had initially shared the post under her real name, but deleted and reposted anonymously after his lawyers made contact last month. This man definitely has money for lawyers. That's one thing that he has that your average man may not have. Not just any of us can sue for $75 million, but Mr. Ambrosio can. The post prompted a flurry of comments from other women who alleged they'd had similar encounters with him or had seen a prior post warning about his apparent red flags, the complaint charges. Yeah, well, the thing is, I mean, it's all these gorgeous women, and they see this Chad looking fella. I mean, he's, you look up Chad in the dictionary, you're gonna find this man's picture. I'm just telling you, that's what I see here. And he's got money, he's got success, he's, you know, he's doing the player lifestyle, he's doing the PUA game pretty much, right? So, basically, these women are freaking out because he did what they do. What do? They find him and fuck him and that's over, you know? It's just, alright, I'm done. I'm paying you to leave, like Charlie Sheen said, right? That's what he's doing. And he can do that. So what are they going to do? Complain. Try to defame him. Try to make them feel better about themselves, knowing that they were only there for one thing. They wanted what was in this guy's pants and maybe in his wallet. They couldn't get the wallet. They could only get the pants. So now they're upset, and they're trying to defame him. So he did what any smart man does. I'm gonna fucking sue him. Because obviously this guy deals with some business. And if they defame him, then he's going to be fucked in that business. Nobody's going to want to work with him because me too, right? I went out with him a few times just over a year ago. He told me what I wanted to hear until I slept with him, and then he ghosted. I'd steer clear, one woman commented, according to a screenshot included in the fling. He's been posted here before. The poster said he sent her a slew of texts calling her names because she didn't want to spend the night with him, another woman wrote. D'Ambrosio's lawsuit targets 27 named women, including moderators of the group, as well as a number of Jane Does and various parts of Facebook's parent company, Meta. He's seeking $75 million in damages because he's the victim of defamation. They've also doxed him. Yes, these crazy ladies doxed him. Gentlemen, you can be doxed. Do what Drek says. Never fucking meet. Well, I mean, they can probably get the information anyway, but, you know, never fucking meet her at your own place. Always go to a hotel. What do you say? Hotel, right? So, if you're not doing that, I'm assuming this guy is doing that, but they still were able to get his information somehow, because just a bunch of fucking chatty Cathys got together, and they're like, we've got him! We've got this fucking Chad! You know, they're all upset. How dare you do this to me? You're the one that couldn't wait to get in my pants, right? Like, he's not to blame here. He's just fucking doing what a man that has options would do. He's doing the harem thing. This man is granted a harem. He's got that privilege. So, you know, I'm not gonna hate on this guy. I'm sorry. You can say, Grim, you're so mean. Like, no, I'm not. I'm not fucking doing that. This dude, he's doing what any man in his position would do. And if they're gonna fucking defame him, then, yeah, he needs to fucking sue him. And of course they're gonna try to Me Too him. How much you wanna bet this motherfucker's gonna get Me Too by one of several of these little chatty Cathys? I mean, it's gonna happen. And privacy invasion, according to the suit. The defendants broadcast their outrageous, cruel, and malicious lies about the plaintiff with knowledge that the statements were false or reckless disregard as whether or not they were true, the complaint states. Their wrongful conduct is so outrageous in character and so extreme in degree that is beyond all possible bounds of decency and is to be regarded as atrocious and utterly intolerable in a civilized community. So let's see, what do people think? Okay, I like this guy. Pluto says, kudos to this guy for taking advantage of the current phenomenon where an estimated 10% of men on dating apps are being pursued by the overwhelming majority of women, most of whom are trying to date well above what their looks, prospects, and personalities warrant. From the looks of him, this guy has been and will continue to be slaying it. I mean, I'm not wrong. I don't even gotta show you the picture. You already can visualize it. You'll look up, okay, Ambrosio. Yep, that guy's a Chad. So he's gonna do Chad things. You know, instead of being all upset because all these incels, oh, I'm not Chad. Let's fucking clap for Chad, right? Let's fucking be glad that this guy can do this shit, can play these bitches like that. All right? I mean, honestly, let's be glad for this guy. We're not supposed to look down on our fellow men. If a man is fucking slaying it, he needs to be congratulated. Like, that's the thing. And he's successful. He's got a business. He's doing his thing. Let him do his thing. Honestly. A lot of guys, you know, they have this greed and jealousy and envy. Well, I wish I was him. Oh, of course a lot of people wish they could do that thing. But what you do is you're thankful for what you do have in life. And you hold up others, you know, you celebrate the successes of others, right? You're like, oh, that's great that you're doing that. That's awesome. You know, I mean, even if it's something you're not into. Like, if you've got a guy that's going into a marriage and they're really good people together. I mean, we're not saying it's going to be forever. But if they're really committed, you're like, at least let's see if they can give it a shot, right? We're not going to just throw them off the fucking boat. Oh, MGTOW, we got to throw you off the boat. You know what? It might work for him. TFM said there was always a few that it might work for. You know, there's no reason to give somebody bad luck right off the bat, okay? The only thing that you need to do is just warn them of the dangers. Hey, this could happen, that could happen. But if you're willing to take those risks, take those risks. A lot of men do take risks. There's a lot of men that gamble. I talked to a guy that does sports betting. He says, that's how I make most of my money. And would I sports bet? No, I don't know shit about it. You know, I said, I don't trust myself in those little slots they have in the video games, let alone like real slots. And of course he says, you know, real slots don't pay. I do the betting. And I'm sure you can make quite a bit of money with betting. All those little movies that you don't get. I mean, obviously nobody here downloads movies from torrent sites, right? But those little screeners or whatever that you don't get, because, you know, nobody does, they have sports betting websites. And obviously those sports betting websites make some money, because if a young man can tell me, hey, this is how I make my income, this is how he puts food on his table, then he's making pretty good money with the sports betting. Now, this isn't to encourage anybody to do that kind of gambling. I encourage men to choose especially if you're young. You know, if you're young, maybe take some risks, but don't go overboard, right? It's like, well, maybe I'll try the sports betting. Well, give it a shot. You know, put some money in it, see if that's something you want to do. If it generates income, then continue, but realize that it is gambling, and you can lose your shirt, so to speak. You know, you have to be careful. You have to play it like a good strategy game. You know, you're playing a strategy role-playing game, and you're like, okay, I'm going to move these units here. I'm going to move this unit here. And all of a sudden, you just, boom, kills your main guy. You're completely fucked. There's no way you can win this map now. That's literally what just happened to you. And, you know, in the sports betting. Like, oh, but see, I had this, and this player, he didn't do it. And boom, you're out. $5,000. That can hit hard. I know I have read comments from men who have lost several, like, $40,000, $50,000, you know, just good chunks of money with shit like this. So you have to be really, really careful. You can't just be anybody and, you know, just play this gambling thing. You have to really think about it. But yeah, this guy's going to continue to slay. And, you know, play on, player. Slay on, slayer. That's what I got to say. Paradoxically, the publicity from being listed on steer clear type sites may actually beat the bushes for him, drawing out the women who like bad boys and relish the challenge of trying to be the one who tames him. That's another fucking good point. If there's not already a page, there should be one to warn guys away from the women using apps to cheat on their boyfriends or husbands, or sift through men while they hope for someone better to come along to the point of stringing guys along for free dinners, gifts, and rent. Man, this guy, he knows his shit, folks. Also, the women who accept expensive dinner dates from guys, they have zero intention of dating. That's exactly it, right there. Very, very, very interesting case, guys. Stuff like this is why the show exists. So we got another one here from Indie 100. This is a site I'm not very familiar with, but it's new. A woman got the ick after her date helped himself to another person's leftovers while dining out. Okay, the unnamed woman turned to the popular forum Mumsnet to seek honest opinions from other users after explaining her partner's bizarre move. The pair visited a local pub for lunch when she asked what he wanted to eat and offered to cover the bill. The man candidly said nothing and that he'd simply eat the leftover sausages and toast on the uncleared table next to them. I thought he was joking and laughed, she wrote, before adding that he grabbed two pieces of the toast and ate and some sausages and proceeded to eat them with no plate. He said he couldn't stand wasted food, she continued, and went on to order her own food and eat it alone. She noted that he had never done that before, but it made her feel very uncomfortable and found his gesture very unattractive. Well, you know, some people don't like wasting food. It depends on how he grew up. If this guy grew up and he's didn't have a whole lot, then yeah, you get that kind of mentality.
Never waste food.
Yeah, she then asked fellow users whether she was being put in unreasonable and whether the situation would put you off someone. That's absolutely rank. I could not get past that at all, one person responded. How gross.
Off someone? Who is it?
Hold on. How gross. I have the ick from afar. Dump him immediately. Another suggested they wouldn't be able to undo the ick on this one. Oh, come on! All the guy did was find some sausages and a piece of toast on the plate of some leftovers at a restaurant and eat them because he couldn't stand to waste food.
Now, that is a bit much there, but
you know,
I understand not wanting to waste food.
But it is a restaurant, and you don't...
You're talking about...
Somebody else's leftover.
Somebody's saliva has touched it, which cross-contamination. That's how plagues get started, buddy.
Nah, that's true. A third agreed, writing, I honestly thought this was going to be about him hovering up your leftovers, but oh my god, that's really gross.
All right, look at it this way. Girl comes out, and she's like, oh, I love that dinner. Wait a second. I'm sorry. That's going to turn me off. It's not going to be feeling it afterward.
Unsurprisingly, the people supporting the man's actions were next to none. One person said they kind of sympathized with him in the sense that he hates leftovers. However, was quick to note on a hygiene level, it's a bit dubious. Yeah. I think it's reasonable to be a bit put off by it. If he's a lovely guy and this is his only issue, I might overlook it. Now, it is a very interesting question.
I've had my friends' leftovers, but I know where they've been. Everywhere. But, yeah, that's okay with me.
Okay, so we have... recent article from PC Gamer. The head narrative director of CD Projekt has declared that Cyberpunk 2077 was just a warm-up as work continues on the sequel. But he says that the entire first game, as massive as it is, was just a warm-up for the studio. Well, it was just a warm-up. They were just testing it out. Yeah. But now they're going to really flesh out things even further, which would be amazing. Right now it's being called Cyberpunk Orion. But I don't exactly... I mean, come on, this game is probably about 5 years away at least. Okay, in other news, we have some pretty cool stuff. According to The Independent, AI has made a new material that could dramatically change batteries, according to Microsoft. The company used AI systems to screen more than 32 million battery candidates. From that, they were able to make a new material that could transform how batteries work.
What? They don't put power into shit anymore?
The new kind of battery might reduce lithium requirements by around 70%, reducing the reliance on a metal that is expensive and ethically problematic. But Microsoft also says that it is also a major breakthrough for AI, showing how the technology could be used for real and transformative breakthroughs that can be found much more quickly than ever before. Last year, Microsoft realized a new system called Azure Quantum Elements. How long did I have this here? Let's see. There we go. I was probably reading a walkthrough. And other cutting-edge technologies for scientific discoveries has already been used by companies, including pharmaceutical researchers, to test possible materials. But Microsoft said that it wanted to prove that the technology could identify a new material that could be synthesized and helpful. If it chose batteries in part because they would prove useful in everyday life, it said. Battery technology has been a key part of research, especially in recent years, given they offer the potential for more sustainable forms of energy as well as being key to technologies such as self-driving cars and more. The development of novel batteries is an incredibly important global challenge, said Brian Abrahamson. Wow, that is a name. The chief digital officer at PNNL in a statement. It has been a labor-intensive process. Synthesizing and testing materials at a human scale is fundamentally limiting. Microsoft then screened more than 32 million potential materials and found more than 500,000 stable candidates. and reported those results last August, but noted that screening materials in that way is usually only the start of scientific breakthroughs. This time around, Microsoft used the AI system and worked with the Department of Energy's Pacific Northwest National Laboratory to identify a material that was both unknown and not present in nature. It showed potential to make resource-efficient batteries, it said. Scientists from the laboratory then synthesized the material and made it into a working prototype that demonstrated that it really worked in practice and that it has the potential to be a new way of storing energy. A paper describing the work, Accelerating Computational Materials Discovery with Artificial Intelligence and Cloud High-Performance Computing from Large-Scale Screening to Experimental Validation, is published on the RXIV. So that is pretty interesting, using AI to find and make new batteries. Okay, more AI news. We have SAG-AFTRA cuts deal to allow video game studios to use AI voices. I know, I've gotten mixed opinions about this. The Screen Actors Guild has announced a planned deal to allow AAA game studios to use AI voices trained on voice actors. The SAG-AFTRA announced the plan in a recent statement, which you can find excerpts from below, and you can read the full thing here.
Yeah.
Replica Studios, an artificial intelligence voice technology company, and the Screen Actors Guild announced today the introduction of a groundbreaking AI voice agreement during an event in CES. The new agreement paves the way for professional voiceover artists to safely explore new employment opportunities for their digital voice replicas with industry-leading protections tailored to AI technology, allowing quadruple A, video game studios and other companies working with replica of all things. Oh, this is not the same replica. This is R-E-P-L-I-C-A, not K-A. I need to differentiate that because I know some of you guys use replica software to access top SAG talent. The agreement between the leading AI voice company and the world's largest performance union will allow Replica to engage SAG members under a fair, ethical agreement to safely create and license a digital replica of their voice. Licensed voices can be used in video game dev and other interactive media projects from pre-production to final release. Approved by affected members of the union's voiceover performer community, this contract marks an important step towards the ethical use of AI voices and creative projects by game devs and sets the basis for fair and equitable employment of voice actors as they explore the new revenue opportunities provided by AI. In addition to establishing minimum terms and conditions, the agreement ensures that performer consent and negotiation for uses of their digital voice double and requires that performers have the opportunity to opt out of its continued use in new works. Although performers will be able to opt out of allowing use of their digital voice double, it will likely affect costs in a way that harms voice actors that refuse to be copied by AI. More than a few voice actors in the gaming industry have voiced their displeasure with the deal, especially since it appears to have been made behind the backs of those most affected.
I do think it depends on... It's a tough one. Now, if they reference them by name, and if I would say that might be okay, and they would have to probably pay them some kind of royalty... for, you know, using their voice. That'd be like, oh, I used clips from John Wick 4 to make my own movie.
Yeah, but you can't necessarily do that, though. They have to have, like, this is corporation-based. A corporation can do that, but you can't do
it. It depends on what's on their contract.
Yeah, it depends on what's on their contract.
And now, did they look at their contract?
Yes, they. I mean, well, I don't know. I'm sure they had lawyers
with
them.
They have those loopholes.
Yeah,
that
I know.
Just kind of slipper. They're like, oh, when is AI ever going to happen?
Right,
of course,
right.
10 years down the road. Oh,
well,
shit.
These are new contracts they had to sign. Okay, so there was a Vibe Expo in Lowe's Hollywood Hotel, and basically it said that they were going to do an extraordinary range of products like Vibes, lube, games, lingerie, and euphoric goods. Now, what I was trying to figure out is what games, because obviously we work with adult games, and I was trying to figure out what games are being showcased. So I went through the brands list, and I didn't see anybody that really just... caught my, like, I was, oh, I know who that brand is. But there was, it is interesting that they're having games at sex shows now, or expos, rather.
Oh, those sex shows.
You know what I mean. Adult expos.
Who doesn't love a good sex show?
Okay, a feminist gaming app has just partnered with a crypto gambling site. Feminist app The Game Hers, which bills itself as a safe and supportive space for women and femme-identifying gamers to match, cheat, and play, has announced a partnership with Thunderpick, which is a crypto gambling website.
It's going to be like that one on those... Oh, I can't remember what the name of them are. They pissed me off so bad.
Now, Revy has sent me something from the China Observer. It is shocking. China sky high bride price. Love or mere transaction. What I'm seeing here from the thumbnail, I would appreciate an actual article next time, because we really don't have time to go into a YouTube video. But what I am seeing here from the picture here is that people are spending a lot of money for these brides. My God. There's piles of money here.
There'd have to be a hell of a contract.
My good God, is are things that bad?
It would be contractual instead of love-based.
But my
probably.
Goodness, look at all this money. That's insane
China's
what they're
selling
doing.
Its people. You know what I say, we buy them out and then start our own army. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, guess who has all your soldiers?
So, Unity has just laid off 25% of its staff. Yes, I did cover the Unity-based game, Mamadora Moonlit Farewell last night, but Unity as a whole is not doing so fucking well. There's a loss of 1,800 jobs amid a company reset that was set in motion late last year. Not very good. Alright, so, we've got another one. Lisa Bonet has finally filed to divorce estranged husband Jason Momoa. If Jason Momoa can't do it, then what makes you think you can?
She ain't had a hit since Cosby.
Lisa Bonet is finally making it official after she moved ahead with plans to divorce her estranged husband Jason Momoa.
How old is she?
I don't know. We'll find out. She is 56.
He's younger.
Lisa Bonet is finally making it official after she moved ahead with plans to divorce her estranged husband. 56-year-old Cosby Show actress filed documents to dissolve the marriage, TMZ reported on Monday. According to Bonet's filing, she and the 44-year-old Aquaman star have been separated since October of 2020, which was just 2 months after he made a show of restoring his 1965 Mustang, her first car, as a gift to her. Despite the alleged separation date in late 2020, it wasn't until January of 2022 that the acting couple announced that they were separating. Bonet and Momoa, whose Aquaman sequel had a disappointingly soft opening last month, are looking to share joint physical and legal custody of their two children, Lola 16 and Nakoa Wolf 15. Huh. Yep. Bonet also indicated in her documents that she's not seeking spousal support from Momoa, and she suggested he wasn't looking for payments from her either. In the filing, the actress wrote that the division of their assets and properties are agreed between the parties, suggesting that they may have a prenuptial agreement in place to guide the dissolution of their marriage. Wow. Bonet and Momoa announced that they were separating in early 22. Announcement that they were separating early 2022 shocked fans, as the Dune actor had previously admitted that she had been his childhood crush. It was practically love at first sight for him when they finally met in 2005, and just 2 years later after they welcomed their first child, Lola. A year later, their son, Nakoa Wolf, was born. Almost a decade after first meeting, Lisa made their partnership professional as well when she appeared with Jason in Road to Paloma, a film he wrote, directed, and produced. After more than a decade together, the acting couple decided to make things official and tied the knot under the radar with a ceremony in Topanga, California. However, Jason suggested the low-key nuptials were just a formality after he and Lisa had been together for so long and already started a family. You know what? I've been married to my wife for 12 years. Just a gathering of our families and celebrating our love, he told E.T. later in 2017. Considering that Momoa has become well-known for his gregarious public persona, then it shouldn't have been a surprise that he would manage to establish a friendship with his wife's ex-husband, Lenny Kravitz, whom she shares her actress daughter, Zoe Kravitz. Even after the dissolution of his marriage was announced, Jason appeared to be still on friendly terms with the rock star. The start of the ongoing The ongoing COVID-19 pandemic?
Ongoing. I'll tell you this
it's
way.
Dead.
I did a test, and it said there's a good chance I might have it. I had no idea I had it.
Right. Seems to have disguised the end of his marriage to Lisa as their final red carpet appearance in February 2020, shortly before many public events shut down. That was allegedly several more months before the two officially split.
You really should check out Tucker Carlson's interview with that doctor that works in that department. He's saying one out of 800 shots was killing people. And you think out of billions?
Oh, yeah, that's a lot. You know what? I was arguing with some motherfucker today, and it's a good thing you came in because this is something I want to talk about. Completely different. We'll do more articles next week. Yeah. But anyway, all right. So this motherfucker comes in here, and of course we're talking about J6. And he's like, well, look at all the evidence of the rioting and all this. And he's showing pictures and saying, I've looked at, listen to communications. There were definitely, okay, all right. So let's...
Anyone can edit you.
He's looked at everything. I mean, he was constantly showing pictures and stuff. But I said, all right, so let's say that there were some people that were rioting. And Alex Jones, of course, he did tell people to go home. And Trump told people to go home.
Yeah.
But... let's say that there were some. All right. So, one police officer died. Okay. Now, let's go...
The next day of a heart attack.
Now, let's go back and look at... let's go back and look at the fucking BLM riots. First of all...
that's the same problem I have with George Floyd. Because they have conclusively... you know, it's 100% that he died of a drug overdose, not having...
I know.
...placed on the back. Mm-hmm. Now, yeah, the dude may have been rougher or something.
Rougher than usual,
I don't know exactly what the protocol is on that.
Right.
But should he go to jail for the rest of his life to push an agenda? I don't think so.
Now... I will say one thing, though. We've got to talk about this, the BLM riots. I know it's been a couple of years, but when they're talking about, okay, there was one dead cop, we have to really think
about...
there were
multiple dead
people. Yeah, there were multiple dead police officers. And this is what really...
police officers, just random people.
This is what really gets me, though.
And they were trying to cover, if you look at that, it's mostly peaceful, and they got... Half the city on fire.
Yeah, fiery but peaceful. Okay, so what I am saying, though, here is, think about it. One cop died because in some way connected to the J6, all right? One police officer died. However, several police officers died during the BLM riots. And let's put it all together. It wasn't just the main riots. It was also where they tried to bum rush into the White House. A lot of people forget this, but I clearly remember where there were fucking protesters in Washington, D.C., and they were trying to bum rush the gates, trying to get into the White House itself. We're not talking the Capitol building. They were literally trying to get to the President of the United States at the time. And they were trying to push them back. There were thousands of people there.
It was one of the leaders leading it saying we should go in there and get the president and kill him.
Yes, exactly.
I remember that footage.
And they were, you can look at the footage where they're trying to bring it down.
And that's a call to violence.
Yes.
That is illegal as it gets.
And not only that... there was also another, because there was a lot of shit show. Yeah. Keep in mind, after all this, all these people got together, They fucking took over a police station, an entire police station.
Yeah.
And then they took over half, like, a big city block. And there's like, okay, this is our place now. This is our occupied territory. This is a no-go zone. We're basically seceding from the United States, which is an act of war.
An act of war.
And they had a rapper with all these AK, these assault rifles.
Killed, no one could go to help them.
Yeah.
Because the people were getting let them in to get them to a hospital.
They're getting mobbed. They were getting their shit stolen. They were getting, like I said, killed. There were people getting raped. There was a lot of counts of rape. There was a lot of shit going on in there. And again, you had, remember that assault rifles were at the time a big bad thing because of the shooting.
They're really
the shootings,
not.
Right? But guess
most
what?
Mass shootings happen with pistols.
All the damn rappers, or not, excuse me, the rapper and all the people that he had with him, he was throwing them assault rifles. They all had assault rifles, every single one of them. Right. It wasn't until Trump finally got the military to bring them in after that damn fucking crazy governor over there finally said, okay, this has gotten too much, we need to bring order back. Because people that were in the area were scared to fucking death. I was reading reports from Reddit of just regular people in the area that were scared to go places because the people were starting to demand shit from,
it's
like,
turning into third world.
Yes,
type shit.
Yes, the people there were starting to demand shit from, like, the gas station and the gas station employees. Like, what?
It was. Well, that's more of a dictatorship.
Yes,
that's not.
Yes,
anything that we want your shit.
They were using.
We want it.
Yeah, they were doing gang rule. Basically, it was becoming a gang.
Mob
it's
rule
big.
Or,
yeah, yeah, mob rule. So all this happened in the period of 1 year. We had millions of dollars, maybe billions of dollars in property damage. Billions of dollars in property damage. People dead, police officers dead.
Yeah.
And
BLM protesters attacking people just because they were conservative.
Yeah.
Or weren't black.
Then you had people trying to get into the White House and kill the president. And then you had people to go in there and say, oh, we're going to secede from the United States and start our own little fucking country out here.
Sorry, we already did that.
I'm sorry, that's not... And they're like, the J6 was the worst terrorist attack ever.
Yeah,
and I'm like,
trying to gaslight people.
And
but you notice you don't hear anything about BLM.
And the funniest fucking thing, guys, is all these people are like, all cops are bastards, ACAB, ACAB, ACAB. What was the one that they always use? The one thing to justify how bad January 6th was? The death of that fucking police officer. A police officer!
He died,
the Capitol police officer died.
The only person that truly died on that day
was
Ashley Babbitt.
Was, yeah, yeah.
And she was unarmed.
Yeah.
And dude had multiple, citation or encounters about, being too rough with public and left his gun somewhere and forgot where he put it.
Oh.
There was the incident for that. It's just a bunch of shit.
Yeah, and I mean, but what I'm saying is, they always bring up, well, this officer died. Yeah, well,
killed and injured during BLM.
And not only that,
and he wasn't even, the cause of death wasn't even from the riot.
Yeah.
I saw footage of one of the officers with a baton just straight beating the crap out of someone's head. They're not allowed to beat in the head. They're supposed, maybe legs,
right,
appendages, not the head. And of course, she died, and they said it was a drug overdose. I'm like, drug overdose my ass. They beat her with a steel baton.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, not those wooden ones like you see in the cartoons.
Right.
They have those retractable steel batons.
Shit, yeah. Now, one thing, the most ironic thing about it is these people that are all ACAB, fuck cops are bastards, they all need to die, they're the ones that freak out over J6 because of a police officer that died. Mm. It's like, hold on, you're the one that's like, fuck cops,
and agenda.
Yeah,
it's, and the fact of the matter is, like I said, the dude didn't die as a result of January 6th. He died of a heart attack, not taking care of himself.
And the guy I was arguing with,
cheeseburgers.
And the guy I was arguing with, he cheeseburgers are good.
I know they are. Delicious.
The guy I was arguing with, as soon as I fucking said that, he shut up. He didn't have anything to say after that, because it's true.
Okay,
you're the
okay.
ones that said you didn't like cops, that you wanted them to die. You're the ones that were actually trying to attack cops, kill, even kill and injure these cops.
I think some of them just want an excuse to kill.
And then, when one does die, you're like, oh, well, you killed cops. This one poor police officer died. Oh, okay, you weren't saying that year ago. It's just because it was...
What about David Dorn helping out a friend, checking his business out, and the people ransacking it killed him?
Yep, they sure did. Oh, they
and
said,
that
oh, those
just
are...
one instance. That was, there's several. I've seen videos of them hit them in the head with
And they say,
Dorn.
Oh, those are white nationalists. That's what that was. That was, they always try to find some kind of way to make it like it wasn't, Oh, no, it's white. That was white nationalists. They were dressing up as BLM protest. I hear this shit all the time. They dressed up as Antifa.
Now, they actually had known BLM activists at J6 trying to...
Oh, I'm sure.
Trying to antagonize stuff. Of course, they had what's-his-name that said he wasn't FBI plant.
Yeah.
Now he's in hiding because everybody knows he's full of shit.
Right. And, I mean, like I said, Alex Jones, he had a statement from it. Alex Jones had a statement.
They had that one where they were trying to kidnap Whitner of, Illinois, Minnesota, or something like that?
Yeah.
And he, like, what?
Let's see
it
if
was
I can
like
find
8
it.
Of the 10 people were FBI. So... There's only a few people that actually got sent to jail, so it's like the people wouldn't have ever done anything without
right.
them trying to, oh, if we don't do this, our country's over, this and that.
But Alex Jones had this to say on X. He said, when January 6th took place, we knew day one it was a setup, but I was banned on all the big platforms, so I could not get the true story out. Now, thanks to Elon Musk creating X and freeing the people, the truth is coming out. At Jack Posobiec was one of the only people to get the truth out at the time, and I'm very thankful to him. Despite the video of me trying to stop people from going into the Capitol, the DOJ still tried to indict me. The evil leftists in charge of Twitter at the time would pull the video when others posted it. They did that to hundreds of other videos showing that the feds ran the attack.
Yep. I mean, they've got...
And he actually, and below that statement, he posted the original video that he had tried to post on the original Twitter.
Yeah.
And original Twitter wouldn't let him do it. So yeah. Now that Elon Musk has taken it over, and Elon Musk is a bastion of free speech, he's actually said, okay, we're going to let you post the real video and show people exactly what was going on. And the leftists are fucking pissed, because now there's a place where free speech truly lives. And they can't say anything about it.
They can't be bought. He's got more money than them.
Yeah.
Oh, you think, what was it? That guy, he used to be on Comedy Central. Now he's on 11, talk late night. Colbert.
Colbert.
You know, he had sent people to do the same thing that they're accusing them of, but he actually was harassing people while they were working. Green and different, Jordan?
Yeah.
Different ones like that. And they were escorted off the property, were never prosecuted. I think they were put in jail but released. And then, of course, nothing was said. Meanwhile, you got people that weren't even inside the Capitol that are been sitting in jail for years waiting for their...
Yeah.
Trial.
Yeah, exactly. It's absolutely ridiculous. It was a big setup. And, I mean,
if you believe in a free country...
Yeah.
this should tell you you need to fight for it.
Yeah,
because I'm not asking for a call about.
I'm just saying, you gotta stand up. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you gotta look, be practical. Now, if something's wrong and it's not my side, I'll call it out.
Right.
Because those people aren't about what I want to represent or stand for and all that. That mean at that side's wrong just means some people.
Right.
There are shitheels in every bunch.
Yeah.
There's some Democrats out there, surely, that are reasonable people that would listen.
Right.
I hadn't met one yet, but I'm sure they exist.
I hadn't met one yet.
But, yeah, there are more of them that are unwilling to listen to the facts and make a reasonable decision based on the evidence. They always have an excuse. Well, this is that, this is that. Of course, I'm sure they think, because we're saying that. Well, you got to think the people actually looking for the footage and all this stuff, they aren't the Democrats, because they don't give a shit if there's evidence. They just want Trump gone because he says mean things on Twitter. Well, fuck. They shoot people. Which one's worse? I'd rather be called an asshole than shot.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Or stabbed, or hit with what? Who knows what? It's ridiculous. I think once someone commits undefendable act of violence, meaning they're not defending themselves or someone else's life, I think they forfeit the right to live.
Yeah.
Anything that happens after that, on them.
Oh yeah, I agree. I totally agree.
Yeah, that's like Dahmer. Well, they weren't going to give him a second chance. He's just going to eat more people. Well, those people just going out trying to hunt down kids and kill them and end up getting killed themselves. Well, they fucked up and they got what they got.
Yeah. Man.
Yeah, and he still has to go into hiding. I could have told you his name the other day. I was listening to a new interview with him. Had the AR was protecting the store in that town.
Oh, yeah. What happened to him?
He had to move because, of course, everybody... Yeah. Was hating on him and all this, and he likes where he's at, but he's had like drones follow him.
Shit.
He's had, you know, people kind of stalk him and different things like that. He can't go to college for the things he wants to do because there's too many people that don't, you know, or all they're gonna do is cause trouble for him. I feel for him. Terrible. But the guy he shot.
Yeah.
You look at the record.
I know. I've seen
it. It was an act of God. Kind of like that George Floyd mural that was struck by lightning. Or that gay church that was struck by lightning and burned to the ground. Or that other gay church that was also struck by lightning and burned and knocked out the power. I mean, if you say, that's just weather patterns. No, that's an act of God. I just got struck by lightning because, you know.
Oh, man.
Cumulonimbus or what other fucking cloud? I don't give a shit. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
How much is it going to take for you to believe? I think the first two strikes that should do... George Floyd and the gay church? What? Because they don't preach anything out of the Bible. Their ideas, I heard an example of one was Lazarus being risen from the dead because Jesus said, come out. And they're like, and you should come out. And I was like, y'all are freaking retarded. What is wrong with these people? What do you mean, these people? gave people that don't know how to read the Bible. Leviticus. Did you read that? That'll tell you all you need to know. I'm sure there's other chapters I haven't gotten that deep into it because I don't have to worry about that wrath. I'm straight as the day is long. It even says if a woman lays with a woman, it is an abomination.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it covers lesbians, gay folk, all of them. I mean, that's not going to make me be mean to them or anything.
Right.
Because that's not what God says to do. But, and I'm not, you know, he does want you to, well, like, hey, maybe you should look at Leviticus.
Melanie Mack had a statement about that on X.
Yeah, I just don't think, if you don't know what the Bible's saying, don't be leading others astray.
Right. Well, Melanie Mack had a statement about that She said, you know, gay people. Well, no, she says, like, you know, I consider it's considered an abomination and all that, but yeah. He said, so if you're going to be, you know, cool with it, you know, you have to understand what I believe, and if not, it's like, goodbye, faggot. That's literally what she said. Because they were giving her shit, basically. And she said, well, that's how I feel. That's literally how I feel about it. That's what my... Like, that's her belief. That's literally what the Bible says to do. Like, as far as...
sticking a wiener in a dick, shithole would fucking be sexy for anybody?
I don't know. There's a lot of men right now that are... into fucking ass, and there's a lot of men that are into like eating, like literally giving a rim job and eating the ass and all that. And I just
not my thing.
No,
only reason guys do it to women is because they know they hate it. Oh, I like it. I like it. You know, no, you don't. I can see it, the tears in your eyes. You know, like, and that makes me happy.
All right, on that note, we will see you guys next time on the Grim Rant Show.
Later.
Enjoy the decline.